I'd like to turn on now to question two to start a bit of getting the debate going about the barriers to change and success. Anthony, given the change that's going to happen in the Welsh public landscape, are the current systems sufficient to successfully facilitate these changes that are needed? What do you see are the barriers to these changes and also their successes as well?
I think if you are, you know, change is not made without inconvenience, whether it is change for good or for ill. And actually, there's an awful lot of work involved in making change, particularly transformation change. And I think nobody should underestimate the amount of time, effort, and frankly, money that might be needed to affect some of this transformational change, to the extent that, you know, certainly from my point of view, it's not necessarily going to be cost savings today. If you're making transformational change, again, you're looking to at the very least the medium term in terms of this is what we're going to do. And that's why you need that medium term plan to say we're going to invest now, even though we're in a time of austerity, because we're going to reap rewards later on. So I think that's a key issue. Don't underestimate the amount of time, effort, and money that's required for change. But also, it comes back to what I said earlier, what Guy was saying about culture. The extent to which we have the cultures within organizations today that we are going to need in the future to be able to deliver on some of that change. And again, I don't have the answers. If I had the answers, I could make a fortune writing a book about it or whatever. But I think, you know, certainly as an auditor, I recognize the difficulties in doing that. And I think I'm on record before as having saying, you know, if an organization is going to miss a financial target in a given year, but it has plans to recover that in the medium to longer term to make, in effect, sustainable decisions, then that is something that, as an auditor, I would report, but I would support, as long as it's backed by that planning to enable that to happen.
Anthony, thank you. Can I move on to you, Mark, now, in terms of Society of Welsh Treasurers? What's your views of barriers and changes? Barriers to change is a big problem.
Okay, well, I'm very pleased to hear Anthony saying that auditors recognise that organisations will need to take risks because they do need that space to try things out and not be criticised looking backwards. And clearly the complexity of accounting for some of the different delivery models that we've been moving into will be challenging for practitioners and auditors alike, really. Other barriers are mentioned around the terms and conditions and funding streams that come to local government in particular. But I suppose I want to spend a bit more time on the successes, really, and what is needed to ensure that we can move into this new environment. And one of the key aspects is communication. That's communication with stakeholders, communications with the public, involving community councils. In Wrexham, we have a town and community council forum, and we share each step with them. More use of social media, newsletters, and getting the younger generation involved. We've got a Senedd i'r Ifanc, which is a young members forum. We've also got a member who champions community engagement. And I think moving forward, we probably need to do more in terms of webcasting more meetings. We do the council and the executive board at the moment. And clearly, this engagement can go on in informal settings. I know some councils in Wales have done it in car parks, in public buildings, facilities. I think it is important that we get proper budget consultation.
Mark, thank you for that. I'll come back to you in a minute on public engagement because I think you've sparked some interest on some of the questions that are coming in on that. Guy, can I hand over to you in response to that, please?
Yeah, thanks, Ina. Now, there should be a slide coming up on your screen with my thoughts on some of the barriers that we've identified in relation to the changes that English local authorities have been experiencing over the current Parliament. We've already heard from colleagues around the culture and the structural barriers, and I suppose the lack of joined-up working and the maturity as a corporate body is one that I'd perhaps tease out. We've just finished a piece of work for an English Judiciary Council, and we were there to provide independent challenge on their savings within their current their budget for next year and their broader MTFP. And one of the things that came out of that, and it wasn't planned but when we went into the piece of work, was a lack of shared understanding of risk. So you would have a directorate coming forward or chief officer coming forward with a series of savings options, and they would red risk them. And then what became apparent, that a red risk in one directorate might be the same as an amber or indeed a green risk in another directorate. So that sort of joint working, that joint corporate ethos and understanding is really critical. And that all sort of comes back to that structural barriers, having the right skills and capacity. And as Anthony was saying earlier, the resources do absolutely need to be prioritised into innovation and transformation. And you've got to make those resources available because in England, local authorities haven't done it, have struggled just to deliver the day job. And you need to make sure that there is a reallocation of resource to manage and create the capacity for transformation and innovation. One of the things we've seen as well on the audit side is that governance often plays catch-up. In England, there's been the sort of increased rise in alternative forms of service delivery models. So from joint ventures and ledger trusts and things like that, mutuals, and governance often plays catch up. So we're doing a piece of work for a local authority in England at the moment, and the cabinet had realised they got so many ADMs that they really didn't understand what was going on in governance terms. So that group reporting arrangements and the systems and processes and procedures aligned. So governance, never forget about the importance of governance and performance.
Thank you, Gary. When I caught up with Councillor Benn yesterday, he said his observations were that sort of as a cabinet member, information was key, good information. And in order for them to have good information, they recognised in hindsight they wanted to make sure all their systems are aligned, internal systems, because you can only make decisions on the quality of the information that's provided to you as a cabinet member. So his message was very clear to share with cabinet members and members throughout Wales was ensure your systems are aligned internally, HR and finance. He shared a particular sort of issue that they'd come across. They'd had a particular overspend in adult social care, but it wasn't flagged up soon enough. If information had been better aligned, then they would have to got on top of the situation much earlier. So his message, simply ensure your internal systems are aligned. Do the testing, test the systems before you actually start on your transformation journey.